Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we're pleased to be joined by a couple of friends of ours. Yes, I said two people on the show today. You know, and if I'm being honest, they're probably some of the friends I've made in this whole online radio business, if you want to call it a business. We have a Common Ground Radio's own Misty and Brandon on with us. We'll catch up with them to see how they've been doing since the last time they were on. And we may play a little a game or two for y'all. So without further ado, let's bring on a Common Ground Radio's Misty and Brandon. Hey guys, you're
hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
You know, as I was telling everybody, it's always a pleasure, and there's never a dull moment when y'all are on the show. There's never a dull moment.
We got to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Keep everybody on their toes.
Exactly. And
I mean,
and
look
I've
who you're
been,
talking to here. I'm just kidding.
I know. And I mean, Emily have been privileged enough to be on your show a time or two. So,
mm-hmm.
and that was sort of a interesting experience being on the other side of things. That was interesting for once.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
different.
You're
so used to, yeah, you're hosting your own show and then you're not in control or anything.
Right,
so
exactly.
I don't mind not being in control of the dashboard and all that stuff. I hate all that stuff. Usually Missy's in control of that anyway, so I don't have to worry
right.
about that.
I understand that completely.
Okay.
Em just texted me and she said she's going to be a little bit late, so we'll just hold the fort down until she gets here.
All right.
All right.
I understand about being late. I was afraid I was going to be, but I made it. So excited.
You didn't
oh, have
y'all
been.
Though, did you?
Oh, man.
It would have been the Brandon Cody show. If the girls didn't show up.
We could have handled that, couldn't we, Brandon?
I think so. It would have been semi-successful.
And Em just showed up. Let me bring her on.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Okay, y'all will never guess what I'm doing right now.
Driving.
I'm legitimately laying in the tanning bed right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What'd you call it then?
Well,
oh, God.
I have things to do, okay? Like, I'm legit laying in the tanning bed right now. And I'm like, waiting for it to turn on, like, when I just got here. Because I had to get here before everybody else got off work because it's, like, Dollar Tan Day. I didn't want to get in the crowd, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know all about that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, okay. Y'all commit to talking. I'll just be right here.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you know, I'm legit laying in the tanning bed.
Oh, this is a first.
Yeah. We pay for Murphy's gone shopping. We pay for Murphy's never gone to the tanning bed.
I can honestly say this is the first time this has ever happened on the show.
Yeah, it is. And they gave me, like, these disposable glasses, but they're, like, stickers that you put on your eyes, and they're freaking weird.
Well, this may
well,
be
I'm privileged history. To know that this is a, you know, a first for something that we're on the show for.
Yeah, you keep that attitude up.
We're honored.
I'd like to be parts of first.
Hey, interesting show tonight, y'all. So just bear with us.
Yeah, bear with us because it's gonna be hilarious.
Well, people are gonna walk by your room and be like, "Who's she talking to in there?"
No, it's loud in there. It's stereo. What if I get a mark from the phone?
All right. With that, hey, Em, you wanna?
Yes.
You wanna go ahead with the?
Yes.
Mary Kiss Kill thing.
Turned on. It got real bright in here. I'm so scared. Okay. Yeah. Misty, you should go first.
Okay. So it was for, we're going to play Kiss Kill Mary, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got a couple of choices here. So let's see. My first one's if I had to choose between Chad DeMira, EJ DeMira, and Bo Brady. On Days of Our Lives.
Girl, can I make a decision on that? Because
I will kill Bo. Sorry, Bo. I would marry EJ, and I would kiss Chad.
Okay, let me put my two cents in. I would not only kiss Bo Brady, I would do some other things. I love that man. I would kill Chad, and I would, what's the other choice? Marry EJ. No, even never mind.
I married EJ because he's my favorite, obviously, but he's super fine, and he's rich, so.
Cody.
That's
British.
Always a plus.
And he's British. I have a thing for British.
British.
For the British, yes.
Exactly. Okay, mine would be from a GH, obviously. And I think you know two out of my three, Em.
Okay, but you go ahead.
I would marry Lulu Spencer, obviously. and I guess I sort of have a kind of a tie between either Maxie or Olivia, and my kill...
Olivia Potter.
True. And my kill would definitely be Sloane.
Preach, son.
Preach.
I'm whining.
Okay. Brandon, you go right ahead.
Well, I guess since Misty did Days and Cody did GH, I suppose I could do... See, I watch Y&R and B&B, so I could do either.
Do Y&R, because I'm
watching
Y&R.
I watch Y&R, too, so, oh, yeah.
Okay. Because if I was going to do Days, I would just kill everybody on the show, so that wouldn't go over too well.
Hey!
I'm frustrated with that show.
Shame on you!
you know how much it infuriates me these days. I don't have anything nice to say. I mean, I try, but it's not easy. Okay. Y&R. Ooh, I don't know. I had Days prepared, but I want to do Y&R, so now I got to think. Let me think. I want to go between, let's see, Nick Newman, Ashley
Brandon,
Abbott.
Brandon, if you're going to take all afternoon, I can go while you think.
I have a lot of choices. Give me a moment. Okay, I had Nick Newman, Ashley Abbott, and one of the younger, I don't know, Kyle Abbott. So two of the Abbotts and then Newman.
Hmm.
Okay. I would definitely kill Kyle because he, I don't know, I just don't, he's new and I find him pointless.
There you go.
I would. Who? I don't know. I kind of have a tie for Nick and Ashley. For both, honestly.
Apparently, you can't make decisions. Is what I'm getting.
I can't. I'm not a in the moment type of person. No.
Okay,
I wouldn't want to marry Ashley, so I guess that makes a decision for me then. There you go.
Boom.
Okay, I'll go.
There you go.
That was like pulling teeth.
I've got it together, so I'll go. I want to marry Orange General Hospital. I want to marry Nicholas Chastain. I would like to who I would just want to make out with, like that hot cop Nathan, because he's not marriage material, but you know. Who I would kill? Silas Clay. So let's go another round.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay,
all right,
but
go
of course,
ahead.
My. Oh, can I choose like non soap opera people?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
nice.
So I'm gonna marry Robert Pattinson.
Ew.
Hey,
excuse
me.
You know what? Though he has like okay. I'm not being good because I do think he's cute, but if you watch the movie where he doesn't have a shirt on, one of his nipples is messed up and it bothers me. That is so shallow, but it drives
me. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, we'll have to bleep me out. I just said the S word.
Oh my gosh. Well,
well
I'm good thing
anyway.
You don't want him because, you know, I'm going to marry him, so I don't care what you think about it. I'm
kidding. This panda's been going a long time.
So, okay, so I would marry Robert Pattinson. I would kiss. Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Okay.
I'm
you're cooked. Your insides are ready.
Oh, my God.
Now I lost my train of thought. Okay, so I'm going to marry Robert Pattinson. I'm going to kiss Alex Pettifer. And I'm going to kill.
Wait. I changed colors. Jesus is real.
You changed colors.
Yeah, like I wasn't. I'm darker because I put a sticker on me. It shows how dark I got.
So it worked. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill. Who do I want to kill? I'm going to kill.
This isn't even an interview. What the hell?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. I'll kill Kim Kardashian. There we go.
Okay, I'll go. If we're doing celebrity, I want to marry who's somebody that's really hot. Tyler Christopher.
I knew you were gonna say him.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Maloney from Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Hmm.
I will marry him. I don't know.
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He could be a one-night stander.
Okay, then. You see where your head's at.
He could be the kiss one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to ignore y'all because y'all are freaking. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of somebody good.
Okay, hang on, y'all. I gotta tell my friend. Okay, so we're playing. I'm doing my show right now. I did my radio show in the tan and bed. But okay, I'm on the show right now. We're playing Mary. What, Mama? Whatever. I'm riding with Michaela. Okay, we're playing Mary Kiss Kill, Michaela. Who is the celebrity man that you would like to kiss slash shag or whatever? Cody doesn't like that word. I think it's fine. A celebrity guy that you would, like, totally just, you know.
You should, like, pick Nick Jonas in the mix.
Nick Jonas. Preach, girl. Oh, you're...
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to make you ride in the back this time, Dalton.
I have a good one, y'all.
Okay,
what is it?
I have a good one, y'all. I would marry you.
Thank you, y'all.
And Em knows where I'm going with this. I would marry Carrie Underwood.
Wait, I got it. Cody wants to marry Carrie Underwood.
Yes, I do. I would probably kiss.
Think
I don't know.
A country singer.
But I would kill every single member of One Direction.
Cody says kill every single member of One Direction.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even
the one
that
just
I don't think I burned, but I don't think I got browner, but that's cool. Okay, guys, we're in the car. Michaela just asked her boyfriend, who's a hot guy? She's like, who's someone that's hot?
Wow.
Okay, I'm just going to leave y'all with this. What's that guy's name? The movie star that's in. Michaela, what's the guy's name that's in The Best of Me? The guy that... Have you seen that movie? Zac Efron. Michaela says she chooses Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you go on Misty. Brandon, you got something to say about that? Who else? What's that guy? I don't know his name. He's in The Best of Me. We already took Channing Tatum. Haley, you're behind. I'm trying to think. What's that guy? I don't know his name, but look it up, Misty. Google The Best of Me, the cast of it, and it'll show you. He is freaking gorgeous, and he takes off his clothes and runs across the beach in that movie.
Yeah, what
beautiful.
Apparently, Misty hasn't seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, I want to think for old man. So,
well, now I'm going to see it. I'm going to go and see it.
Now she's
going
to
go look it. Misty.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes, James Marsden.
Yes, his name is James Marsden, Michaela.
Yes.
James Marsden. Okay,
oh, honey,
don't
yes.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
No.
Stephen Nichols. I would marry Stephen Nichols.
Huh.
I'm not
really?
Ashamed. But he has to wear the eye patch when we have sex. Like, that's the requirement. Has to.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Otherwise, I'm not even attracted to that man. Michaela, you know what I'm talking about? That guy I showed you with the eye patch? Yeah. Like, he's hot, but only if he wears the eye patch. Like, it's not, we're not, there's no deal if you don't wear the eye patch. Because, like, they kicked it down and they're not so hot. Hey, Michaela, are we going to Walmart? Well, I don't want to go home, so. I don't know. Which way should she go? Oh, I don't know where she. Oh, hang on, y'all. Well, I can't say that on the radio. I'll tell you this is later, Michaela. Anyway, okay, am I misguided on Stephen Nichols? Because I don't think that I am. Brandon.
No comment.
Good choice, son. Michaela, I did change color because that sticker I put on me, you could see the white. Yeah, I put a sticker on my hip so I could see if I changed color. I'm not paying them to, like, not make me change color. Anyway, I'm back. Okay. I can't think of anybody else hot.
I can't either.
Who would we kill? Michaela, who's a celebrity you'd kill?
There's too many to think of.
I'd kill the whole
exactly.
Kardashian family, just wipe them out with my car.
What about,
like,
would you,
line
would
up
you include Kris Jenner in that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Kris Jenner's part of that. So is Bruce Jenner, because he's too much. He's, like, taking up all the attention on the magazines these days. Like, he's out of there, too.
Right.
What's wrong with me?
I tell you somebody else I would kill. Kanye West.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Not sure with you.
Never even thought of that, yeah.
Oh.
Me either.
Kayla says the girl that plays Bella in Twilight.
Kristen
Stewart. Sorry, I know you love that stupid movie. Yeah, Kristen Stewart. I would kill her. She irritates me, too.
Yeah, I would kill her.
Yeah.
Go on, speaker. So
I agree.
Well.
Kill her and take her place.
Kayla,
I'm
are
kidding.
We going to Walmart? Okay, I have to
you
take her. We're going to Walmart.
Can you take some pictures
right.
of the people of Walmart for me, please?
No, we're not going to Walmart.
Oh,
y'all, I have a funny story. This is for everybody. So today we were in class, you know. My stories from school are so interesting. And we were talking about graduation. My teacher was like, it's so stupid. Like, it's so stressful, blah, blah, blah. And she said that her, she's like, it's real stressful. And then, as if it's not bad enough, then here comes someone's grandma in a tube top. And all you could think of is that it explains it. And I was like, I can't believe you said that. And then she said, she's like, well, I can't, it's true. And I was like, well, I'm not saying you're not right. And then we went even further to say that it was all the people at Walmart in one place.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh, Lord.
True. Like, she was like, remind your parents and your family that it's a solemn occasion and that they don't need an air horn. People do show up to graduation with, like, an air horn. Like, you don't need, if my family did that, I would, like, get rid of them. Like, I'd be
you know, if my family pulled something like that, and you know how crazy my family is, am. If my family pulled something like
I wouldn't claim that. No, I'm just kidding. I love Tommy.
If my family pulled something like that, I would disown them on the spot.
Not harsh, but. Michaela, I think I got a little browner. I didn't have any lotion, but I didn't want to, like, totally fry. Well, it's okay. I didn't want to, like, cook myself, like, the first time. Let's give it till tomorrow. She wanted me to get in the big one. What's it called? Well, they're, like, one of the ones that. I don't know what she told me. She went, the Viper one.
Oh, the Viper.
I was like, girl, are you crazy? I'm getting the old-fashioned regular can in bed.
How long did you look?
7 minutes. Michaela, have you seen, y'all know how wide I am, right? Like, Misty, y'all know, you get it. Misty's the same way. She's fair, too. My friend's making fun of me because I'm so wide, and I got in the can in bed and only laid in there for 7 minutes. I felt like I was great. I'm gonna like sunburn, but I didn't. I'm not burnt. But no, it's not funny. Like, I can't get tan. I'm so white. Cody knows. I tell him about it every freaking day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Whatever.
Oh, we're gonna have to go back to the hatchery some Saturday night. When you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care whenever you want to come, I'll be there. Because I live in Dixon. Unlike the last time, I don't have any more family members about to die, so we're cool. I sound like I was happy, but no.
We're going
I don't
back,
have another family member that's like on the brink of death, so I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure we can make long-term plans now.
We'll be back in Nashville Sunday, April 26th.
April
26th? Yeah.
Okay, we'll go the 25th.
All righty. That was
good.
So fun last week, though.
Misty, you should come and bring your daughter. She wants to sing, too, right?
I should do what?
Doesn't your daughter want to be a singer?
Oh, yeah, she sort of does. I don't know. She likes to sing, but she...
That would be so cool. We go to this place. Well, Cody's in there now, so we can say we. It's called the Hatchery, mm-hmm. and you go, and you, like, tell them what you want to sing, and then they like the band practice. Sit with you and then you perform and they like videotape it and everything for everybody's like, parents and stuff. It's super awesome. You should really bring her. There's a lot
it
of
is pretty cool
there.
In there.
Oh, Toby, Carrie Ann texted me and was like, the lead guitar player wasn't there. I was like, I know. I'm sorry I gave you terrible directions and told you that. And like, he didn't show up. He's never not been there when I've been there, to be fair.
That's hilarious.
I think we
y'all,
pulled it off though. I mean,
my daughter's got stage fright. She's stage fright stage right now.
Oh, well.
It's not that bad there. I'll sing with our cellist. It's not scary. It's all old people, and they're just happy that you're there. They're honestly like this old lady behind me. Every song is great. And it's okay if she's not that good. The first time, because I sucked so bad, and it's on video, so don't worry. Like, I own the DVD. I paid $2 for that DVD, and I sucked royal. Awesome.
You know,
I can't even believe
the first song I sang at the Hatchery, I sang a George Strait to the Chair. I could not keep up with the band to save my life.
I was off. Oh, yeah. Well, because here's the thing. You have to be in charge. Like, that band's not the greatest. And if you don't mm-hmm. tell them what to do and when to do it, then it doesn't matter because they're going to do what they want. Like, you have
right.
to be in charge. Like, you have to be bossy, which I don't have no problem doing because...
But now on He Stopped Loving Her Today, that was probably, it actually was a lot better. I mean, it was.
Oh, I was awful. I sang one song and my parents were like, veto, like, you're not doing that anymore. And I was like, hey, well, it's not my fault they don't know how to play that song.
Exactly. Exactly.
But seriously,
hey,
like, you should seriously consider it. Where do you live
yeah.
again? Did they just leave us? Did they kill off?
Nope.
Missed you, wake up.
Sorry,
wait,
what did you say? I can hear you now. I was like, it's cutting out on me. I don't know, my phone's crazy sometimes.
Right.
Did you say, where do I live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knoxville. I'm in Knoxville.
Oh, okay. You're not too far.
No.
Like, a couple hours away.
No,
but Nashville's a couple hours away, too. I'm the middle ground.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
about 3 hours from Nashville.
That's not
yeah.
too far.
It's not in
all.
Nashville, to be fair. It's outside of Nashville, but
mm-mm.
it's fun. You should come. Anyway, I think we should, like, put this out of its misery, as it's been a while.
Okay. you know,
Hang on. I left the kids. You left in the car. Okay, that's pumping gas, and I'm, like, in the back seat because her boyfriend's in the front seat. Anyway, guys, I actually got
you know,
and, like, I'm friggin' happy.
Like I said before, Em got here. There's never a dull moment with y'all two on the show. There's never a dull moment.
Through that. And y'all, I'm going to say something that's totally not appropriate. I'm offending this. Well, I don't know how to word this, because I was going to be like, what can they do with Murph? It's like, seem naked, but they haven't. You didn't see anything. But for the record, if anyone's curious, I was not wearing any clothes. And I was in the tanning bed. I don't think any other radio show host can be like, yeah, I did a radio show from the tanning bed.
Yeah, that's probably a first
that's
for
true.
Yeah.
Like,
that's first for anybody,
I
think.
You definitely win on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to top that. I'm gonna have to go to the top of Mount Everest and do my show from there.
Yeah.
Oh well.
You know how
oh well.
We can survive to do that. We'll schedule that.
I don't think we can
top
that one.
Or I'll get on the hood of my car and let my husband drive me around while I do the show on the outside of my car. I'll be, like, surfing on the top, you know? Be like,
oh,
I'm
a pretty woman when she says
that. Please,
I would pay to see that.
Not do that.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah, well,
oh,
I
my.
Was in the
band,
so I went.
Oh, all right, y'all.
Can we go one more round of Soap, Kill, Mary,
yeah.
Kiss?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go Days of Our Lives, and I'm going to say, I'm going to kill, who am I going to kill? Who's that one woman? I don't know her name, dang it. She sleeps with everyone. That doesn't narrow it down. Any. I can't think of her name. And she's got, okay, I'll describe her. She's got, like, short hair, and it's, like, in a, like, it's a bob, and she wears it curly. And she's young. And she's somewhat attractive. Not that any of us care about that. I'm not into women. I don't know that.
The only one
that
looks like that's Nicole, that I can think
yeah.
of.
Nicole
feel,
Walker.
Is she blonde?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill her. I don't like her. We're killing her off.
We're
we just killed her off. She doesn't exist anymore. Okay. I'm going to kiss her. Who's, like, someone really hot on Days of Our Lives? Everyone. I'm going to...
Victor Kiriakis.
Brent, no. he's, like, 5,000 years old. What? Okay. What's that guy's
Bunny.
Name? Greg Vaughn. Brady.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric
Brady. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Him. I'm gonna kiss him. I'm gonna marry, like, I don't want to marry Steve because he's got issues. I don't want that bad. I'll marry Bo.
Okay. Well, you can't because I already killed him.
Misty, shut up.
Okay.
And we're done with it.
Okay.
Miss
whatever.
You
okay, one more time.
Like,
okay.
Y'all need to watch your watch so we can play this game more.
I'm going to go back old school when Nathan and Phyllis was on there. So I'm going to marry Brady. I'm going to kiss Nathan, and I'm going to kill Phyllis.
I like that. I hated her, too. And I don't even watch the show. Cody, you don't watch the days. You don't count. Brandon?
Okay, well, everyone knows that I want to kill Eric. I can't stand Eric, so he'd be the first one I'd kill.
Neither
I want him dead.
Look at the fact that he's a jerk.
Yeah, but his whininess takes away from that, though. I probably kiss probably JJ. Yeah. And...
Who'd you
oh,
say?
I don't, no one's... No, yeah.
You're terrible.
No one's marriage material, though.
So, yeah, obviously, they
Kristen DeMira. Kristen DeMira, yeah. Yeah, right.
You're going to marry Kristen?
No, none of them
You would choose Kristen.
She's rich.
Smart man.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to do a General Hospital one, and then we're going to be done.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry. I'm going to do women, even though I don't like women. We're going to do women. If I had to marry a woman from General Hospital, I would marry, no, I would. I was going to say I would marry Laura Spencer. She wants a lot. I love her, but she does. Okay. I'm going to kill. Who do I hate? Elizabeth Webber.
Preach, girl. Preach.
Who's hot on that show? Like, a female that's hot that I would make out with?
Sam? Maybe?
Ew, no, I'm not into brunette. I'm kidding. There can't be any women on there that are hot enough to, like, never mind. For me to swing for. There we go. I don't know. Okay, who's that other chick that I hate?
Me!
I hate everyone. No, you know who I'd kill? I'd kill Tracy Quarterman, too. Like, while I'm on this genocide deal, like, I'm going to kill Tracy. I don't know who I'd marry. None of them are marriage material. Like, too cool for it. Brilliant. Okay, we're done with this now. Like, we're done with this radio show.
Well, I thank y'all for putting up with the craziness for about 30 minutes.
Well, it was 28 minutes and 15 seconds, if you want to be exact. But two of those minutes, it was because I was in the tanning bed. So
I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll be talking to y'all later, all right?
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for having us.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Waiting for it.
That was interesting, wasn't it, Em?
I was waiting for you to say that. I was going to say this goes nowhere, but unfortunately it's on tape now.
Yeah, it's unfortunately on tape. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay, I'm going to do our announcements, and we're going to stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
Next Tuesday, April 2nd. Is that next Tuesday? Yeah.
That is next Thursday, actually.
Whatever, same difference.
Tuesday, Thursday, same difference, whatever.
Nathan Barney, ABC.
Yeah. And next Tuesday, the Daytime Emmy nominations come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we will have a show next Tuesday. So.
Well, apparently we are going to do a show about that. I didn't get asked. I'm just kidding. I'll text Kathy and tell her. She's not getting asked.
I'll see if Celia wants to call in, too. So.
Okay.
Either Celia or... Either Celia or Chrissy, one of the two.
Yeah. I'll text Kathy after this. Tell her.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed the little hot mess of a show today. I promise we will be a lot more organizing that in the future, I promise. In case y'all didn't hear, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, we will have our annual Daytime Emmy nominations recap, and we'll go over who we think should win, etc. And then a Thursday, April 2nd, our first show of April, we have our awesome friend, Mr. Nathan Varney, joining us on the show. So, I don't think y'all want to miss any of that. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.